We are exercising our Bechira Chavshis to decide to go back to the Gra. Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. Oz Tovin Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meishorim Kol Ma'agal Toiv. So you'll notice, because I brought also the Psukim earlier in the Perek, that this is all based on Im Tevakshena Kakesef V'Chad Matmoinim Techapesena. If you look deeply and hard, as if you were chasing after gold and matmoinim, then Oz, so there's another Oz after this Oz. The first Oz is in Pasuk He. Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem V'Das Elokim Timtza. And the second is Oz Tovin Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meisholim Kol Ma'agal Tov. So you will learn Yiras Elokim, and you will learn Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisholim. What is Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisholim? Zot de goy. Ki kasher yitin lecha Hashem chochma v'da'as u'tvuna v'haynu lahazbir la'acherim kanal. As the Goyin explained, that the ability is to explain to others, not only to understand yourself, but to give it over to others as well. You know, the Rav Chaim Brisker used to say, Ebes felt in havana, v'tes felt in hasbara. Or the other way around, Ebes felt in hasbara is as simen as is felt in havana. In other words, if you cannot say it over properly to make other people comprehend, it's a simen that you yourself do not comprehend it fully enough. So he says, not only will Hashem give chokhmah and das, but also he'll be able to give it over to somebody else. Lahazbir lacher. The gam yitin l'cha sechel, it should be, litain eitzel acherim litmimim v'yishorim u'lohoche b'toril oizkim b'mitzvahs. Now he says, u'mizeh tovin ha'eitzeis hanachoynois v'hein tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. So you will understand how to give over the proper eitzes. And the proper eitzes are divided to three categories. One of them is called tzedek. The other one is called mishpat. And the third one is called meisharim. In other words, the Vilna Gaon again, in his very unique way, is masbir to us that every word is unique and different and separate from the next, and it isn't simply amalgamation, you know, l'saber sa'ozen, to overwhelm you with the synonyms. Each one has a unique pshat, and he shows this almost to perfection. This is one of the best examples you could find. Tzedek mishpat meisharim, people would pass it right by. He shows that tzedek mishpat meisharim are the three pillars of Bein Adam la'atzmai, Bein Adam la'chavero, and Bein Adam la'koinai, Bein Adam la'ribonu shel olam. And that's what he says. V'hu kanal tzedek mimin, ligmoil chesed u'lehetiv l'chol abriyos. U'mishpat mismoil, yamin and smoil, always chesed and gvura. The midah of chesed on the yamin, and the midah of gvura, and tzimtzum, and mishpat on the smoil. So he says, when it says tzedek u'mishpat, and meisharim is the triangle Saif Davar, which combines the two, Chesed and Gvura. What we call Tiferes, what we call Midas Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak Midas HaGvura, Yaakov Midas Tiferes. So he has Tzedek is Chesed, Mishpat is Gvura, Meisharim is the combination of the two. But you'll see what he does, because you see, Mised Davar Na'etzes Nachoynes, who can now tzedek mi min ligma chesed al hetiv kol abriyes, meaning bein adam lechaveira. Mishpat hu mismal shetzarach lishpait es atzma ul izgaber al yitzray v'loy lemalois ta'avosa. So that's bein adam la atzma. Umeisharim hu derech hamemutza beinoy levein hamokon. Now we have to be masbir. Why is it that the Goyin sees here Meisharim in the center means Bein Adam LaMokon? You have Bein Adam LaChaveroi, Bein Adam LaAtzmei, Bein Adam LaMokon. One of the simplest ways of explaining it is to understand that Bein Odom L'Chaveira and Bein Odom L'Atzmai is a Seichel D'Gezach, which you might have a Havamina, does not require any relationship to a Beirei Olam. For example, there are all kinds of self-improvement books that came out in the last 50 years. There must be a million books that came out, how to fix yourself in this or that. Whether it's a diet, or whether it's midos, or whether it's how to win friends and influence people, and so on and so forth. There are hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe even a million books that came out, that each person thinks he has an Eitza, Haguna, Nechayna, how to accomplish something, Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and Bein Adam L'Atzmai. So you'd think that you could manage without the Ribbono Shel Olam. You look at Pirkei Avos, and it begins, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai Misor LeYeshua. And many, many Mefarshim explain, Rishonim and Achronim, that the idea of the beginning of Pirkei Avos, that it should begin Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, which L'Chaira should have been, if it is a Hakdama, should be the Hakdama to Mishnayos. It should be the Hakdama to Brachas, to the very first Mishnah, Meimus HaKoret. And in fact, if you look at the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, you'll see that he, in a certain sense, does begin with that and gives the Masorah how you got to the Mishnah. So how is it that it's sort of stuck in the middle of Seder Nezikin in Pirkei Avos? Because Meimus HaKoren is HaShema, where did you get Shema? And what does Shema say? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. But when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveira Inyonim, of Ma'od Ma'od Hevei Shval Ruach, etc., Mehechet Taisis Hatzatam Mitn Rabbanu Shalom B'chlal. And who says that there's a protocol how to do these things that has to do with Masaira? So it has to establish at the very outset of these Inyonim, which are Bein Adam L'Amokon, Dafka, not just Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi and Bein Adam L'Atzmai. All the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi and Bein Adam L'Atzmai really are Bein Adam L'Amokon. And the fulcrum, the whole center of it, and that's exactly Meisharim, is Bein Adam L'Amokim. It creates the environment and the understanding and the commitment more important than anything else. Because if there's no Bein Adam L'Amokim, a person can say, no, nisht is nisht. Listen, I don't like him. Why should I be nice to him? You know, and so on and so forth. He's not having a decent life. He's a vegetable, so why can't I kill him? Why can't I put an end to his misery? He's suffering. The biggest chesed I could do to him is to put an end to his life. So everything has to be rooted in the Bein Adam L'Amokim. There's more to it than that. Now it's the opposite also. We have a tendency, you know, there's in fact an un... It's frightening, this shita. There's a shita that says on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yuma, Aveiroi shebein Adam l'chaveiroi ein yom hakipurim mechaper ad sheyiratzes chaveiroi. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Most mefarshim explain the bein Adam l'chaveirois. In other words, if you have an aveiro which is bein Adam l'amokoim, and you have another Aveira that's Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So the Aveira that's Bein Adam L'Amokim, the person did a proper tshuva, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. But the Aveira, which is Bein Adam L'Chaveira, even if you did tshuva, but you didn't mefayis, you weren't mefayis the other fellow, then Yom Kippur's not Mechaper, that Aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Comes along Rabbi Yoshia Pintai, in the Pirush HaRif it's called, but it's not the Rif. It's Rabbi Yoshia Yud Pintai. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yoshia Pintai is one of the great Pirushim in the Ein Yankif, in the Agadita collection of Shas Gemaras. And he says something that's truly frightening. It is his opinion that when it says Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, it means period. Ad Sheiratzes Chaveiroi. In other words, if a person's not mefayis, the chaver that he ba'avult, not only is Yom Kippur not mechaper on that aveira, it's not mechaper even on the aveira shebein adam l'amokim. It's not mechaper, period. So mamish strashna. But when you think about it for a minute, this distinction between bein adam l'amokim and bein adam l'chaveiroi is in some way artificial. What do I mean? Every Aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveira is an Aveira Bein Adam L'Amokim. And every Aveira Bein Adam L'Chaveira, because it's an Aveira Bein Adam L'Amokim, in a certain sense, you have two separate agendas. You have an agenda between yourself and that person. You also have an agenda between yourself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rambam says beferish, what happens if a person did an Aveira, which is an Aveira, a mamash an Aveira? He said Loshon Hara. And the other person is hurt by it. And the person is approached by the one who said the Lashon Hara. And he begs that person's forgiveness. And it's granted. Zok the Rambam aba kapara hatanach nisht. You know why? Because he didn't set the record straight with the Bayre Yoylam. Why isn't the Rebbeinu Shlom saying, now they're happy, I'm happy? Because an Avera ben Adam Chaveru is really an Avera ben Adam Lamakim, because you violated the Torah. And the violation of the Torah going against the Ratzon HaBayre is itself an Avera b'fnei Atzma Ke'ilu. So Memelo, when you speak about ben Adam Lamakim as a separate category, it's really not so. So Memelo, all the Inyonim ben Adam Chaveru ben Adam LaAtzma are ultimately also Bein Adam Lamakim. So Memela, that's the Meshorim of the Vilna Gaon. Now, Meshorim is also, I want to add one more thing. Yashar, Yeshurun, Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurun. There are different explanations why we are called Yeshurun. We say it in the morning, right? You call them Yisrael the Yeshurun. But many say that it comes from the word Yashar. And the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects our Hanhaga to be an Hanhaga of a Yashar. But what is Yashar? So most interpret that Yashar means Ben Adam Chaveri. But the emesis is that Yashar means you are what you should have been. That's Yashar. In other words, when you look at something that's straight, it starts out and it ends up exactly the way it should be. When something turns and curves and twists and goes into all kinds of convolutions, it's not going where it should have gone. The arrow suddenly becomes a boomerang. The arrow turns and makes somersaults. That's a funny arrow. That's an arrow that has peculiar niches and shapes to it that it's making that gedreidel. Because normally, if you shoot an arrow, it has to go straight. So this idea of Elokim Osos Ha'odom Yoshar, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant man to be, that's called Yashar. And that's Meisharim. Meisharim Memela has to include Bein Adam L'Chaveru and Adam L'Atzma. It means, you know, we use the word normal. Normal means what ought to be. When a person's Sedreit and a person's Meshuga is a Nish Normal. Of course, our understanding of normal is the way everybody else. It could be the whole world. My stepmother, Zechonah Levracha, the woman who raised me, it's a tremendous tzaddikus, but she came from a town called Zhager, Zhagori, Zhager. Zhager was wiped out completely. Very few people. I think there were a handful left after the Nazis, Yimach Shmom, came in, and together with the Litviner, with the Latvians, they just mamish shot everybody, and the mamish, unbelievable. Except for the people who ran into the forest, the partisans, the mamish, there was mamish kemat, five people left, I think, in the whole town after that. But Zhager was known for its chokhmah. They used to call the Yidden there Chachmei Zhager. Chachmei Zhager. So my stepmother, Zechonah Levracha, she said that in Zhager they used to say with a niggin. They used to say it with a niggin, like the Bali Musa. Svet kumen a zeit, was the ganze Welt wird sein mischuge. Vel memele, this is all with a niggin, that she used to sing it with the niggin, which she heard when she was a vestibule 5 years old, you understand? Svet kumen a zeit, when the ganze Welt wird sein mischuge. Is memele de porno male, was wellen bleiben demo? Weil sie doch sein die Mischugoyim von jenem Zeit. Wird man sie reinlegen in die Mischugoyim heiße. That was the niggin with the story. So what's yashar and what's straight and what's normal, it depends on where you're holding, right? But there's an Elokim also as Adam yashar. Also as Adam yashar, das ist ein anderer Sache. That's not subjective. Das ist was der Eibishter will. So you need a Pirkei Avos that says, Moshe Kibbutah Misina Nesar LeYoshua, and that's why Meisharim is Bein Adam LaMakom, because it not only includes everything, but it's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant you to be from the very outset. Zok de Goy, Zeu Masha Amru Chazal. And this Gemara is interpreted in the exact same way of the Gra in a number of Sfarim. And some of them, a few of them, I brought for you, including the Ramchal in the Mesilas Yesharim, including the Maharsha, and a number of others, as we shall soon see in these pages. V'zeu ma she'amru chazal, the Gemara Baba Kama daf lamed amud aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, Hay man deboy lemevi chasida, if a person wants to be a chasid, yikaye mili de brachas. V'hu beinoy levein hamokim. Ki kol hanene mi'olam azeh beloy bracha, ki ilu goyze lakadosh baruch hu. Right? The Chachomim Oimrim, Yekayim Mili de Nezikin. Shahu Beinoi Levein Habriyos. What's Mili de Nezikin? All of those inyonim that have to do with Bein Adam Lechaveira. V'chad Omar, Yekayim Mili de Avos, Hu Musar Umidos, Eich Yisnaik O Adam Beinoi Levein Atzmai. Now, of course, we all understand that Pirkei Avos has inyonim that have to do with other people. Have a Mekabalus Kaladim, but save upon him Yafos, for example. And it has to do with the Rabbanu Shalolam, right? Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah, Avera Gereris Avera. I mean, constantly. But nevertheless, the perception of Mili de Avos is Tikkun Hamidos. It's fixing yourself. So he says that's what it means, Lekai Mili de Avos. You have all three. You have Bein Adam La'atzmai, Mili de Avos. Bein Adam La'amokayim, Mili de brachos, and bein adam lechaveroi mili de nezikin. Ulechol lechein, lechol echad, tzarech kol hagimul midos k'mo shamarnu lemala kihem negedalit. I would like to hold off on the very rest of this till next time, Bezes Hashem, and I have some more mahar makamos for you for that as well in the next sheets. Blin eder bli shua. And I'd like to concentrate on this gemara of Baba Kama daf lamed. Hayman the boy lemeve chasida. The Rashba has a mahalach, and his mahalach is based on the words lemeve chasida, on the title chasid. So he asks the question, the Rashba, where is the word chasid found? And he says you'll find it in three areas, in three different agendas. One of them is called mili da avos. One of them is called Mili de Brachas, and one of them is called Mili de Nezikin. Why? Because he says that by Brachas, you have that Chassidim, meaning he means Masachas Brachas, or the Brachas of Shmon Esrei. He does not learn it that it means the Brachas of Shahakal Niyah Bidvarei Brachas, or Bikas Hamazim Brachas. He learns Masachas Brachas. And Nezikin is Masachas Nezikin. And Avos is Masechus Avos. So he says, read together with me, on page 2 in the middle of the page. L'kaya mili de nezikin, ravina ama mili de Avos, v'ikada ami mili de brachas. Yesh mefoshim u'b'chol chodo mehani aminon mili de chasidusa. Ben nezikin ha de chasidim harishonim atznien. We'll see that in a minute. U'b'avos ha'aymer shali shalach v'shalach shalach chasid. You notice? It's not all Pirkei Avos. It's the area where a person is identified as doing l'fnei mishur ha'sadin, or identifying as a chasid, in quotation marks. U'b'brachos chasidim harishonim ha'yushoim sha'achas u'mispalim. Again, the title of the person. An individual called a chassid did this, this, and this in one area in brachas, namely hayushayin sha'achas u'mispalim. In one area of nezikin hayumatznien. We'll see what that is in a moment. And in the area of avos shali shalach v'shalach shalach is called a chassid. So that's the way the Rashba learns. What is the matter of matznien? So you'll take a look at Bissel Vaita. It's the Gemara right there, which is why this shtickle Gemara that we just learned is in Baba Kama Daf Lamed altogether. What's it doing there? The answer is because we just finished learning in the Mishnah that Chasidim Harishonim used to do Hanhagos, which protect when they went out of their way and went the extra mile to protect other people from being hurt or damaged. How so? Tanu Rabbanan. Chasidim harishonim, that's from the Gemara Baba Kama Daflam. Hayu matznien kotzoseyem uzuchuchiyoseyem. They had broken pieces of wood which were very sharp, or pieces of glass which of course were very sharp. And there was a danger if they threw it simply out into the street or into Rishus Arabim that other people would hurt themselves. And if they would put it even on the surface an inch below the ground, people would again damage either themselves or their plows if they plowed. So they used to bury them, and this was a very big avoida. They had to dig up the ground and bury them lower than 3 tefachim into the ground. Right? So hayu matzniim kotzoseim usuchoseim besochsadoseim umamikin lohem gimul tefachim. It's their own field, but maybe they'll sell the field. And maybe the person that goes ahead and plows unwittingly will break his plow. Right? Rav Sheshes shodi lu benura. Rav Sheshes didn't bury it in the ground, he threw it into the fire. Rava shodi lu bedagelis. Diglas dagelis. Dagelis is the Tigris River. Tigris. The word Tigris, dalit gimel lamed sof, it sounds very similar. Tigris dagelis. So, the Eitzes are the Tzad HaShoveh Shebohem. What? To prevent anyone else from getting hurt, I do something that requires for me a strenuous effort on my part, which l'cha'ayra is not an absolute requirement of halacha, but is lifnim mishuras hadin. So the Rambam brings this halacha in Hiskei Mamon, also in the name of the Chasidim HaRishonim. Chasidim HaRishonim, says the Rambam in this Gemamon Yud Gimel Chav Beis, Hayu Matznin Etz HaKoitzim Etz HaZchuchis B'Soich Sodaseim Ba'oimek Shloish Shetfokim Ba'aretz Kedei Shloi Ta'alim HaMachresha. So Ya'akev HaMachresha and Ta'alim HaMachresha are two different gersois, and they have two different meanings. Ya'akev HaMachresha means it slows the plow down or maybe damages the plow. Ta'alim HaMachresha means the plow's not going to get hurt because the plow is very strong and there's just a piece of glass. But what's going to happen when you plow the ground? You raise up on top of the surface that which you buried. So if the plow gets to it, it's going to be a brachal of atola eventually, one day, that you put it in the ground, because you put it in the ground not deep enough. So when the plow comes, it lifts it up on top of the ground all over again. So they buried it deep enough that the plow does not reach that far down, so it remains buried forever. So the idea of lotalim amachresha and shlole akiv amachresha is really very interesting, two different issues. Is it that the hezek is going to be for people later on, or is it that the damage is going to be to his mumminus, to the plow itself, either by slowing it down or by breaking the plow? But the Tzad HaShoveh Shebohem, the Rambam starts out Chasidim HaRishonim, and then it says Vacherim Sofen Oso Ba'esh Vacherim Mashlichen Oso Liyam Ole Nohar Kedei Shlo Yuzak Bohem Odom. The Rambam is talking about Lotalim HaMachresha to the surface, so the purpose here was that a person should not get hurt. Shulchan Aruch Chayshin Mishvat Simen Tov Tezvav Sifkot and Gimel Midas Sif Gimel Midas Chasidus Ushiatsnia Adam Koitzav Ushar Kol Dover Hamazik B'Mokom Shlo Yovay Mehem Takola Kegain Shiashlichem Lenohar Yisrafim. It's very interesting that the Choshen Mishpat is already giving like an Eitzah, a simple Eitzah. Burying it in the ground is not an easy thing, and in general, not everybody has Dafka property that he can bury it. So therefore, he gives the Eitzah, he should burn it or throw it into the river. Sma, Rabbi Shua Falk, the Prish and the Sma, he says there on the spot in Sifkoten Hay, Midas Chasidus, Valkayotzeb is a Umru Bigimor Perek HaMeniach, that's HaMeniach Sakad, that's our Gemara, Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. Hayman the Boy Lemeve Chasidu Lekai Mili the Nezikin, Vain Le'el Reish Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Kosafti Loshen Hanimuke Yosef. So I bring also the Sma at the bottom in Simen Shin Ayin Ches. But first, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Ayin Ches? In Shin Ayin Ches, at the beginning of the Simen, there's a Yesoid Mutzak that's very important. In all of Baba Kama, when you learn Nezikin, Arba Avos Nezikin, so the first shir, any good Rebbe starts, when he gives a shir in Arba Avos Nezikin, Before he starts talking about Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, he tells a Yisait that even though the Gemara is talking about the consequences of the Nezikin, namely, what kind of damage are you obligated to pay for, and is it your responsibility to pay, and how much, Nezek Sholem, Chatzi Nezek, etc., etc., it all starts with a Yesoid that's not even mentioned here in the Gemara, namely, that it's Asur to be Mazik. In other words, we're talking about averis, not just financial consequences. It's not no fault. It's fault. It's an avera. It's usur to do. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Us, the Shulchan Aruch, when it starts, the dinim of Nezikin, starts out with this yesod. Usur lahazik mamon chavera. V'im hizikai, afal pisha einoi nehene, chayiv lishalim nezik, shalim bein shohaya, shoygeg bein shohaya anus. Because the Gemara tells us that Adam Mu'ad La'olam, a person is obligated to pay for his Nezikin even if it occurred accidentally. If he was backing up his car and into the street and he had no intention of damaging anybody altogether, but he hit someone, he's mechuyev to pay. And it doesn't matter whether it's b'shoigeg or b'oinus, he's mechuyev to pay. What happens if a person avoided being hit himself and may even being hurt, and he had to swerve his car out of the way from an oncoming garbage truck? And by swerving his car out of the way, he hit another car. So then there's a whole shaila, is he mechuyev to pay? So if you say bein ba'oinus, it doesn't matter that he needed to protect himself, but the fact of the matter is that he caused somebody else damage. Now, naturally, that's less than shoygeg. Why? Shoygeg means you weren't paying attention or whatever. But oinus means I'm mechuyev to save my life. You know, I'm not. It would be insane for a person to say I can't go into the other car, so I'm going to stay put and get killed by the garbage truck. But afal pi kein, that he's onus legamri to do so and mechuyev to do so. But nevertheless, he's mechuyev to pay. So is he really mechuyev to pay in such a case? That's a very interesting shaila. The Ramah adds right here, right? The Ramah adds, the dafka she'enoi oynes gomor. So what's considered an oynes and what's considered an oynes gomor, this is a whole discussion. And it's not in our agenda right now. But he says, Ketzad, the Mechaber continues, Nofal mehagag v'shovar es hakli. A person fell off the roof, and and there would happen to be a kli below. Oshen nitkal kishu mahalech, he was walking. V'nafal ala kli v'shibroi, chayiv nezek shalom. Now, of course, if the person who put the kli there was not entitled to put the kli there, it's a different story, etc., etc. But we're not learning now Gans Baba Kama. But the yisoid is that a person is asur to damage somebody else's things. And that's how the Mechaber starts out the halacha, the first halacha of Nezikin. Zokt the Sma. Look at the bottom in the Haggah, the last two lines. Kosav nemuke Yosef perek hameniach. Hoda amrinon hayman deboi lemevi chasida lekayim mili de Nezikin. Hainu. I deliberately put it in bold face. Hainu kol hadinim ha'amurim b'tlos ha'bobas. The hainu nezikin v'gezel v'ashavas aveda v'ribis v'aynor ayin shon. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying that even though there are mefarshim that say l'kayim mili de nezikin means the inyonim of mazik that are described that the chasidim used to do in that very Gemara, so we would think that it's dafka in that, but maybe lav dafka in all the entire gamut of bein adam l'chaveiro. Basically, that's what he's saying. If he's talking about baba kamba, baba metziah, baba basra, it's basically all of chayshin mishpat. And that's why, and not only Chesh Mish, but it's a chelik of Yerideya too. Because you know, Hilchus Rebus, a few weeks ago, somebody at night, they're learning something, and comes to me in desperation, mamish desperation. Reminded me of a maisa that Rav Soloveitchik used to tell us. So he comes to me in desperation. He says he's looking, mamish, for the last 15 minutes from Simon Aleph and Chesh Mish, but till the very end. in all three chalokim, he cannot find Hilchos Ribis. So I said, well, that's because Hilchos Ribis is in Yeridaya. So he was very perturbed, but also grateful, you know, that finally he found it. The Rebbe of Soloveitchik told us many times of a story that happened in Boston. The local reform rabbi calls him up with tremendous distress. What's his problem? He says that I have to find a certain Gemara in Maseches Makkos, and I'm going to my Shas, and I know that Makkos is always together with Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, Shavuos, Makkos. And I look at my Maseches Sanhedrin, the Shas Gemara, and I can't find Makkos. So Rav Soloveitchik thinks for a second, and he says, you know what? In certain editions, it happens to be together with Baba Basra. So he says, just a minute. And he runs back to his Shas, and he comes back, he says, not umzis do they call you a guy. So what he was trying to say is that for certain people you're a guy because you can for Shvera Rabbi Vereivit, and for other people you can be called a guy because you know maybe Marcus is together with Baba Basra. But in any case, he means not just Chaysh and Mishpat. He means the three Babas cover the gambit. And he doesn't mean only the three Babas either. He means Memela, all things that have to do with Bein Adam. It's a Meridik Ezach, a Chosid. So we have the term Chosid today. And we mean the people who follow the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim. And even though I am personally not a Chosid from that cheder, but everyone has to be masked to a few things. Number one, there wouldn't be for Hasidus, there wouldn't be Yiddishkeit left, I don't think. Except that the Rebbe Shem gave a promise. But the Tzura of and Yiddishkeit today would be very, very different. The Mesiris Nefesh for mitzvahs, and the Zehirus in mitzvahs, and the distancing themselves from the secular and from the profane is Mamish Adank the Hasidim. That's the Emes. That's number one. Number two, it's a derech in Avodas Hashem. I mean, it's a tremendous thing. And they're focused on Avodas Hashem. But you see, that's when you're a real chosid. But the idea that somehow by being makbid in Bein Adam Chavero and by Levush and by language and all of these other things, you can be a quote-unquote chosid, that's not enough. It's just a term, a figure of speech today, chosid. Chosid versus misnagid. But the chosid that the Gemara is talking about, l'kai mili the nezik, and you look at the Nemuka Yosef, you know what he's saying? He's saying you can't be called a chosid unless you are perfect in all of the range of Bein Adam l'chaveira, in all of the range of Bein Adam l'chaveira, which is meisharim Bein Adam l'amokim, because it's also to be mazik. So the zehirus in those isurim is much more important. And I am not in any way minimizing the other Chol of Yisrael and Malbush and wearing a beard and whatever else is involved. Avada, it's very good to have a Shoichit that's Nizer in every Pitchivka of Ishchita, and that's also an Elochayid and has a beard and goes to the mikveh. It's wunderbar. And I'm not minimizing it even for a second. But that person has to be also impeccably honest and has to have tremendous integrity. And that person has to be a meisharim person to be a chosid, really to be a chosid. And to have that level of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi means never to cheat the government, and it means to go out of your way to make a Kiddush Hashem all the time, and on and on. And it's a tremendous avoda. And the emphasis on that is not nearly what it should be. And I think I know the reason why. You know why? Because we're in Golus. Now I'll explain to you what I mean. There are two very nefarious principles that Golus has accomplished. Number one, that the Goyim are our enemy, which is probably true. There's a huge amount of anti-Semitism. We were given a respite of 60 years, and not even. But now everything is coming back. Hashiva Shavtenu Kevarishonu V'Yatzenu Kevatchila. L'maisa is back to where it was. It's mamish k'mat in the entire world. So Memela, a person allows himself, he says, listen, one day they'll come and take it all away anyhow. So I'm not mechuyev to go bend over my back backwards. That's one. Number two, Golus says you need to remain a Jew. When another person is honest, and I'm honest, they forget that my honesty is rooted in the Torah and in Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. Memela, the sense is, since everybody is mechuyev to be honest, that doesn't prove or emphasize my being a Jew. And if I'm not emphasizing being a Jew, I will assimilate. And memela, my survival instinct says, struggle and strive to pressure everybody into that which identifies you specifically and uniquely as Jewish. Teach all of that in the schools. The levush of tznius, the levush of wearing a bekacher, the levush of a beard. The fact is that you wear a yarmulke, and when you go into a certain enclaves and they see a yid without a yarmulke, they'll say, there goes a goy. That's the pshat. That person is identified by the yarmulke, as opposed to somebody who doesn't wear a yarmulke. How are you going to identify an honest person as a Jew honest, as opposed to a non-Jew honest? You can't do that. A person does chesed. It's very nice that you do chesed, but chesed lumim chatos? Yes, but you see goyim doing chesed. You can't see the difference all the time. I make a hospital, he makes a hospital. And so on and so forth. But if I'm Nizer in Chol of Yisrael, the milk is identical, and I'm not drinking that milk, and I'm not walking into that store. Memela, you're showing that you're Jewish. And anything that needs tznius, you think tznius is only dress, tznius is far beyond dress. There's an edelkeit that tznius requires. How you open up your mouth to a parent is a tremendous inyan of tznius. And a lot to be desired, Rachmana Litzlan. Why isn't that emphasized? And it's much more important in the end than levush. Because panemius is more important than chitzanius. No matter how you slice it, it always is more important than chitzanius. Tarek says, panemius, the Chinese maybe also are nice to their parents. Chaisnisht, amol given as in the time of Kung Fu Tzu, whatever is in Confucius. Abel Amaisa, you can be nice to your parents and not be Jewish. What's the biggest raya? The Farisha Gemara. That's right. The Amr ben Nesina was a guy. The Gemara brings an example from a guy. And there's a Kibbut Av. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, if I emphasize Kibbut Av, of course I'm wrong. But I think that if I emphasize Kibbut Av, I'm not being uniquely Jewish. But if I emphasize the Malbush has to be till here and till here and till here, look at the rest of the street and look how Yiddish Kim goes get the Ongeton. And it's 100% valid. But to emphasize one to the exclusion of the other, it's a distortion. But we emphasize what we need to survive. We have to be different and unique. And the Mela, the thrust is, and there's only so many hours in the day, and there's only so much you can hack over a person over the head. So the Mela, what happens is that all of these externals become the focus. And the internals are taken for granted that's going to happen by itself. Of course it's not going to happen by itself. And on the contrary, the ashpa of the world, no matter how much we try to fend it off and close off all the windows, olam avos b'chaloneinu. And memela the inyanim of bein adam v'chaveiro, we become corrupt. And those two forces, that it's us against them, and the other principle that we have to survive and we have to emphasize the things that make us different than everybody else, create a tremendous erosion, bal korchenu. And that's what Golus is. Golus is a bitter pill. I mean, I'm not envying the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Oy li, shehechrafti es beisi, v'sarafti es echolai, v'heglesi es bonai v'bein humas ha'olam. Oy li. Woe unto me. Of course it's woe unto him, because look at the consequences in Avodas Hashem. So the Yisrael, Hashem B'chor Espar. You know that the Mefarshim say that what's the difference between the name of Yaakov and the name Yisrael? Yisrael is straight. Yaakov is around and about. Because in Golus, you have to do the Midah of Yaakov. When you get to the end of Golus, you're Yisrael. To be a Yisrael while you're a Yaakov is an Avodah Kasha. And not something that's emphasized nearly enough. But the Sma quotes the Nimuka Yosef, he says it black on white. A person wants to be on the Madrega, which is called Chosid, has to be Mekayim 100% every pitchifka of Nezikin, Baba Kamba, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Now, one step further. A very beautiful Meshe Chochma. And it's Nageya because we say this Pasuk every day, at least three times a day. V'havta eis Hashem elekecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol miyodecha. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha. So the Gemara tells us what b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha is. But take a look at the Meshech Chochma. B'chol levavcha, ha'iman d'boi l'mevi chasida l'kayim mili d'brachas. Zeh ha'dveikus v'ha'akora sh'akol b'min Hashem v'ha'udoei lov. V'zeh b'chol levavcha. Says that the b'chol levavcha is the mili d'brachas. And what does mili d'brachas mean? The connection and the acknowledgement that you understand that you are completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and totally connected to Him. And Mamela, your gratitude for everything that you have ultimately is kumt from Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he says, V'amilo l'kayim mili d'avos, ze midos u'tchunos hanefesh, v'ze b'chol nafshecha. Of course, that is also similar to what the Gra said, that that's bein adam la'atzmai. And va'amilo l'kayim mili d'nezikin, ki ha'adam midinei ha'teva, va'ayhev b'kibutz ha'kibutz l'roiv chesroinoi, v'kvar nis'oyre ben zayma b'ra'isei uchlusa. This is a Gemara towards the end of Maseches Brachos. Haroi uchlusa Yisrael, he makes a bracha, baruch chacham harozim. I'd rather said a sharfkeit in that Gemara. Uchlusa Yisrael means the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. Uchlusya is population. When he sees multitudes of Klal Yisrael, he sees shishim riboy. So he makes a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, lekenu baluch ha'olam, chacham harozim. That Hashem is the master of secrets. So Gemara says, why do you make a bracha like that? Because you look at so many Jews, you realize, says the Gemara, shekeshein, right? She deyoseya mishunas zumizu, kach partzufeya mishunas zumizu. It's towards the end of the Masechta in Perek Haroya. So it says here, Haroya chlusi Yisrael. So my dear friend said it's the other way around. Nasi sefer v'nachazi, like they say in French. So he said, V'amar Rav Hamnuna, Haroya uchlusa Yisrael, when he sees the population of Yisrael, Rashi says, Chel godol shel shishim ribri. So when that'll happen, but l'maisa, when you see a huge number, Oimer, he says, Baruch chacham arozim, right? And then the Gemara says, and then he says, uchlusa ovi kochavim, he says, Baisha imchem, another pasuk in Yom Yoh. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, Haroya uchlusa Yisrael, Oimer baruch chacham arozim, She'ein daitam doimim zelazeh, ve'ein partzufeyim doimim zelazeh. So which comes first? Daitam. Abichamol gezok that sharfkeit. When you look to see a population of that size, you're obviously on top of a mountain or something. Because otherwise, how do you know how many people there are? When you're very close, you can find, whenever they make a rally, you know, some say there's 50 people and some say there's 500 people. It's hard to tell. To be able to see a massive multitude, you must be on top of a mountain. So what do you see from the top of the mountain? The dais or the partsuf? Which comes first? Of course the partsuf. So the answer is Abanish Bayidin. Bayidin, you know their dais already before you see their partsuf. Each person, you know, the old Vart, that he's a president over 200 million and he's a president of 2 million. What are you complaining about? Yeah, but I'm a president over 2 million presidents. So it's a Oimer Chacham Arozim. That's the Chacham Arozim. That there could be so many different deis, just like there are different partsufim, there'll be so many different deis. So he says, "Oyma baruch chacham arozim ubaruch shabara kol eile l'sham sheni kam yigiyes yaga adam arishon ad shemotza pas lechol charash zora kotza amar dosh zora bara tochen hirki d'loshu ofa v'chaka chochol v'ani mashkim mamotza kol eile mitukonim lefonai." Then he says, "Ve'ena doimel lebal chay shelavusha yubeisa imay, ve'chacham arozim shemishdalim b'deyo b'chokma al yedei chinuch zulosay, ve'zochein mada aloch soni mashata roitzem izuloscha to aliyos v'loy ra kein at lizuloscha, ve'zeh b'chol miyodecha imash yeshlucha yisrun al kol balei chayim ve'zeh mili d'nezikin." So there's a very tifa Torah that he's saying over here, and he's not very, very, he doesn't clarify himself, but this is what he's saying. He's saying an amazing thing. He's saying all the animals, they're kind of self-sufficient. Each animal is what he is, and even when they go in packs and whatever. But each animal is interested in tearing, you know, the wolves come in packs. But it's not pshat that the wolf gives, you know, one wolf is a specialist. You have it by insects, rather. But generally speaking, Balei Chayim are in it for themselves, and even when they go in packs, it's because, you know, rove minyan, there's more protection and so on. But the instinct is to go together. And each wolf, though, is interested in eating up the carcass for their own benefit and bringing it to their own young, and not to somebody else's young or somebody else's benefit. And there's no specialists. He says, by human beings, this one is a baker. When I wake up in the morning and I go to the store, to the bakery, it's because he got up at 5 o'clock in the morning or even earlier, and he did all the things that he has to do. And where did he get his flour from? The answer is he got it from the farmer, from the mill, who got it from the farmer. So once you have all these specializations, everybody becomes interdependent. Everybody becomes nitzrach on others. So he says, Memela, that teaches up chacham arozim. What gives you the kishrin or the eitz or the inkling or the inclination to be a baker as opposed to a shoemaker, or to be a shoemaker as opposed to an engineer, and so on and so forth? So the answer is each person goes into something, and then together they create the society that feeds off each other and helps one another. So you become a chelik of a whole. And the Mele, he says, that's the pshat ma'adaloch sani l'chabruch loisavid. He says, because really you and he are completely and mutually interdependent. Mm-hmm. So he says, that's the taich of kol miyodecha, mili dinezikin. He says, whatever you have, you should give the other person, because whatever he has, he's giving to you. It's a very unusual taich. But he says, memeila b'chol miyodecha becomes the bein adam l'chaveiroi chelek of that triad, of those three. So b'chol levavcha is bein adam la'mokam, b'chol nafshecha is bein adam la'atzmai, and b'chol miyodecha is bein adam l'chaveiroi. I'd like to just explain that even without this, or maybe one is totally in the other, the Rashba said that what is the pshat of mili da'avis? That there's a person called a chassid in Pirkei Avos, right? It's not all of Pirkei Avos. It's that in Pirkei Avos you're called a chassid. What is that? Sheli shalach, and still the shalach shalach. So everything is shalach. So what's the pshat chassid? So we once spoke about it, if I'm not mistaken, a long, long time ago. But in any case, this is really the same vart. That chassid says that it's yours, it's not mine. And communism, as Rabbi Yerucham said, was the worst thing that could ever have happened, because it denied really ultimately the privacy of money and ownership. It belongs to everybody. When something belongs to everybody, it's hefka. And it means that in the end it'll belong only to the people who bully and cheat and steal and go off on dachas. You know, not for the real honest worker. He's going to be left with nothing. And kachav. And of course, under communism, more people were murdered than in any other philosophy that ever existed. Because again, it starts out that money is nothing, and ultimately life is nothing. So that idea that of the collective to the exclusion of the yachid is a total contradiction to everything that Yiddishkeit has to say. But that the yachid is only a yachid is also the contradiction of everything Yiddishkeit has to say. So where do you have that blend that the yochid is critical and the collective is also critical? So when you reach the madrega of chassid, you say, property means a lot. Shalach, shalach. But nevertheless, I have two perspectives which may even be a tarta de sasre. But it's the perspective that Rabbi Saul Salanta said. What did he say? I am responsible to think more of my ruchnius than about my gashmius. But part of my ruchnius is to think about your gashmius. If my gashmius is not critical, why should your gashmius be critical to me? The Teretz is because your gashmius is my ruchnius. And that's the secret of shalach shalach, mm-hmm, and still shali shalach. And memela, it's It's exactly what he says over here. In Mashi Yesh L'cha Yisron Al Kol Balei Achayim, you have certain skills and capacities. You look around, you see other people have different skills and capacities. You have to know that this is an interactive thing that binds you with everybody else. That's Bein Odom L'chaveir. I just want to say one more thing. The Rabbeinu Yoina, and then we'll continue with, there's some more important, other important inyanim here before we go on in the Gra. We'll continue Bezes Hashem Bli Neder on Monday. Rabbeinu Yoina on Avos has his chibur, and at the very beginning, the first words that he says, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, he quotes this chazal. Oh, ha'amru razal hayman de boi lemevi chasida lekai mili de Avos va'amri lo mili de nezikin. He says an interesting thing. Everybody asks, what is Pirkei Avos doing dafka in the Zikin? So he says, because a chassid is be'ikar in the mili din Zikin. He says, the Gemara there itself says, so why couldn't it be at the beginning of brachas? So he says, "Va'afal pi shegamkin amr l'kai mili de brachas v'hum yisayd azroyim, v'pnei shemedaberes mibirchas azroyim v'aperes, samua v'seder hahu," and that's why they put brachas in that seder, right? So he says that you cover the range by putting brachas in Zroyim and putting Avos in the Zikin. Meaning, in other words, that the Inyonim of Zroyim, why should it start with brachas? You should start with Peah. That's Seder Zroyim. The answer, I mean, you can give many Teirutzim. But what is, and also, even in the Masechta itself, it doesn't start with Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, you're talking about Peah Ketzad Mevarchin. That's already the sixth Perek. What happened to the five Perekim previously? That's about Kriyat Shema Tefillah. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is that it establishes what is Brachas called Emuna. Zroyim. Emuna Sitecha Chaysin Shuas Chachma Zadas. Emuna is Seyd Zroyim. Because the relationship that establishes the whole Yisayd of Zroyim is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to establish the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mili, the Chasidus is Brachas. To establish our relationship in Adam Chaveira, the Mili Chasidus is, that's Ben Adam Amokam. To establish a relationship in Adam Chaveira of Mili Chasidus is Nezikin. So they put Brachos in Zroyim, and they put Avos in Nezikin, and you have both Ben Adam Amokam and Ben Adam Chaveira. It's a very beautiful pshat.